seen an egg made out of something like that.
An egg?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Like something that a farmer would put in a chicken's nest, try to fool it to lay.
Yeah, I saw these, you know, little glass eggs. You can buy them and put them in there.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that what you're talking about?
Right, right. Do those things work?
Uh-huh. Them chickens don't never pay no attention.
Did y'all ever use one of those?
Uh-huh. Or little egg gourds. You can raise little gourds about the same size.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you can just raise a bunch of them all one time. You can put them in the nest. They're about the size of eggs. They don't have to have no eggs. It's going to get on that egg and lay it again, and then they're gone.
Right. Yeah. I've never seen one of those. I've seen the things, but I haven't seen people use them.
Uh-huh, yeah. We've used them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. When you went to milk the cow, what did you take with you to bring the milk back in?
A bucket. A lard book, 8-pound lard book.
What was that made out of?
Just old tin back then, Dave. Mm-hmm. And, well, I'd take two. It would be a, what we called a 4-pound book and a 10-pound book. Well, a gallon book and then a half gallon book is what it would.
Yes, sir.
And so I scared the cow to kick it out or something, and I'd milk in a little bucket and pour it over the bed.
Right. That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Did y'all have a well?
No. We didn't have a well. My sister had one up in the hills.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have one.
Mm-hmm. If people were going to go get some water from the well, what would they take with them to bring the water back in?
Well, these old big water buckets or lard cans or anything they could get.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they just, two would go, you know, and bring it back in an old lard can or something.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You ever hear people around here use the word pail instead of bucket?
Yeah, I hear that too.
Is there any difference between a bucket and a pail?
No. Ain't no difference. It's a pail or a bucket. It don't make no difference.
Just the same thing. Yeah.
Used to be buckets, now it's pail.
Right. Right. Okay. Did you ever keep a bucket around the kitchen where you throw scraps in for the hogs?
Mm-hmm. Sure did. Cause I tell you, I got into that. Got into it one time about that.
What happened?
Well, as I told you, we had to feed hogs, us girls. And so we just picked some cabbage, you know, and I had these old big old long worms in there.
Mm.
And we had poured it over in the slop bucket and hadn't give it to the hogs. And my stepdaddy come in there and found it and was going to make us get a spoon and eat it.
Yeah. Goodness gracious. I don't think I would
have cared. Oh, me.
Mm.
Yeah, he was going to make us eat. But he seen he wasn't going to have to whoop me. I went and got my spoon. So then after he seen he was going to have to whoop the other two to make them eat it,
mm-hmm.
He told me, he said, "So never mind, I'll let y'all by this time. If I ever do catch that bucket full again, y'all going to eat it."
Mm. Don't think I would have liked that.
Man, I'll tell you, we went out to pick us up a load of roots to cook with out in that den.